Hey, happy Monday, busy parents. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a restful weekend. And it is Monday, so I'm going to give you a weekly challenge. And this is just for you to time block something. Before I get into that, I want to give a shout out to Sherry R. Sherry is a classmate of mine back from grade school all the way up through high school. And she posted this the other day, and it really planted the seed and to be able to issue this challenge. So Sherry, thank you very much for posting this. And so here's what I want you to do is this is your challenge for this week, right? Is for you to schedule a sabbatical from social media. Now, your sabbatical doesn't have to happen this week. Maybe it's a good timing for you. Maybe it's not. But at least this week, schedule it, right? And here's for some added accountability. Have your spouse get on board by changing your password to something that you don't know, and they're not going to give it to you, right? Until the sabbatical is over. And your sabbatical could be anything. It could be a week. It could be, you know, a couple of weeks. It could be a month, whatever the case is. And I know this is common, right? I know people do this and they go on and announce, hey, I'm taking a sabbatical from social media, and it really doesn't seem like they take a sabbatical. But here's where I want you to have fun with this, and where I thank Sherry for this idea, is get creative with your post, right? Post a picture of a cave. You know, you're not announcing that you're going on a sabbatical from social media. Your last post is just going to be something fun, like post a picture of a cave and with a caption of, hey, I wonder if there's a bear in there, right? Or you can make a comment saying, hey, how do you know if your parachute's packed correctly? Or does anybody remember the ending of Thelma and Louise or Bonnie and Clyde? I recently watched Highwaymen with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson, so that's kind of on my mind. And then, or something else to the point of, you know, just something funny. Coming up with it off the cuff here is maybe something like, how do most bank robbers get caught, or something like that with a question mark, right? And just leave it at that, okay? You make that post, your spouse changes your social media password, and you're off. You're off to your sabbatical. And here's why I want you to do this. It's because we spend, and I'm including myself in this, an enormous amount of time on social media that sometimes we forget what's most important, right? I even have screen time turned on my phone. Now, a lot of businesses that we run, we get leads from social media platforms. So most of the time when I'm on there, I am scrolling through looking for potential members for the community and also potential borrowers for W2 Cap Capital. And so a lot of what I do on there is through, it's work related, but nonetheless, I get sucked into some of the scrolling, right? That happens. And so therefore I've set screen time limits on my phone. And if you don't think that you're spending an hour, 4 hours of every day on social media, go turn screen time on. Screen time on your phone is just a setting where it monitors how much you're using of particular apps. And after about a week, you're going to see and probably be blown away how much time you're on that, when really we should all, and again, I'm including myself, we should be focused on being there for our spouse, being there for our family, looking at other investment opportunities. You know, one of the biggest excuses that I hear from folks who want to get started investing but just can't grow their portfolio is, I don't have time. And to this day, I have 100% of the time been successful at finding 10 hours per week for every individual who uses that excuse. Now, basically comes down to lack of prioritization, right? And not knowing that they're spending time doing this stuff on social media, because you get sucked into it, right? I get sucked into it. Guilty as, there's a guilty line there somewhere that my grandfather would like for me to use, but I can't remember it. Anyway, but I'm guilty of that. And so here's what you're going to do this week. If you don't have screen time turned on, turn it on so it can just monitor and you can show the results or see the results of how much time you're spending with social media. You're also going to schedule a social media sabbatical, right? Sometime in the future, just time block it and put it on your calendar as a recurring daily event for however long you choose. And then have your wife on that day, or have your spouse change your password to your social media account, knowing that you're going to get it back once the sabbatical is over. But you're going to make that post, right, and tag me in it, or send me a screenshot of it or something, because I want to see how creative you guys can get with this last post to let people think, oh, man, he's gone missing. Anyway, so text me, 205-249-0248, or tag me in your social media post. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter as Jay Helms, or you can also find me as WT Capitalist. All right, you guys have a great rest of your Monday.